Appalachian Wilds, a group of drunken misfits join forces to play Dungeons & Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. So, gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Previously on Botched.
I'm gonna fucking stab you, Chef.
Yes, Chef.
Heard that, Chef.
Welcome back, junior researchers, to the 34th episode of our 8th season. Thanks for tuning in again. We are going to start right around where we left off last time, but this time with a different MTF because, so, as we've mentioned in the past, Site 69 has been working with the Church of the Broken God to try and make some sort of headway on, you know, this apocalypse that could be happening in terms of, you know, everybody becoming fleshy goo beings. And so you've already done a little bit of this back and forth with the Church of the Broken God. But they've said that now it's time for you guys to prove that you are an ally to them. And so they have said that you are going to help them recapture a holy site to their people. Mm. Yes, a beach just off of one of the Greek isles, pretty close to, and I'm probably going to mispronounce it, but Lesbos.
Of course, their holy site is extremely expensive lakefront seafront property.
There's a lake in the middle of the sea. It's so
rare.
It's
called the Mediterranean Lake. Maybe you hear of it?
No, I haven't. It's ocean, sea, whatever. Anywho, so you are going to location. What are you doing?
Lesbos.
All right.
No, Lesbos. Not Lesbos.
You ask me, I tell you. It's Lesbos.
Lesbos.
It's Lesbos.
Oh, Lesbos. Okay. Lesbos.
There you go.
All right, great.
I'm not letting you get away with calling this island Lesbos.
It's not. That's not the island. This island is off the island of Lesbos.
It's Caesar's sister.
Right. The Caesar's sister of Lesbos.
It's pronounced Caesar.
Caesar. Yeah. So they indicate to you that they will be meeting you there and that you need to retake this beach because it is a very important location.
Beach.
It's a hot beach. Hot. So hot.
We come to the beach to run off all the teenagers. This is what we do.
Okay. We don't know what's going to be there. I mean, the Church of the Broken God seems to think that it's going to be heavily armed and fortified. So,
how many arms?
Many arms. Could be so many arms. So your option is to land on the opposite side of the island and then traverse it, or go around through the ocean or the seaside and try and deal with them, you know, navy-wise. What would you like to do? Also, first off, who are my fucking MTF?
I am on vacation from Germany because Greece is beautiful and cheap from where I am from. So I am Jan Schwartz. And I am here to also maybe
Janish Farts. All right. Janish Farts.
No, Jan.
Yarn
ja,
Farts.
Jan Schwartz.
Yarn Farts. Got it.
I know what you're doing. That's great. And he's not listening.
So it's John Schwartz. I get it.
Well, there he is.
No, Jan.
Jan.
Yeah.
Jan
Schwartz.
Yeah, Jan.
You weren't listening.
Jan Schwartz.
I'm on vacation, but I am available at any time. If the SCP Foundation...
Well, you're already on the way there.
The motorboat.
Okay, yeah.
In this beautiful Mediterranean ocean.
Uh-huh. Who else?
With my tour guides.
Tour guides, yep.
Yeah, man, that's me. My name is Socrates, and I've been in the tour guiding for about, like, 15 years over here in Greece, man.
Are you scuba certified?
I'm double scuba certified.
Oh, okay.
There ain't nothing Socrates can't get you through, man.
Okay. And?
My name is Yorgos Papadopoulos. I am from Thessalonique. I run a little periplero, a little a shop in the middle of the street. Yes, these two boys, they come to Greece, want to make good time, me girls, squeeze, right, the bum, drink the ouzo, all this. They say, oh, our job call, say, we must fight with this ancient religion in Retake Beach. We must do this. Will you help us? They say, Georgios, you only...
only you.
Only you help us. You join the SCP Foundation. I say, Georgios, here for you. Look, you need cigarettes. I have cigarettes. You need ham. I have him. You need a gun. I know a guy.
Olives?
The guy is me. I have a gun. I come with you.
My new deputizing.
I am now deputy SCP Foundation, right? And we are now makeshift MTF Omega 99. Fuck it. Let's go. That's our name. It's fuck it. Let's go.
I have a new goal. And that's to ruin every country and just butcher every accent that exists so that we can make everyone hate us.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Everybody already hates us.
I know, but I really want to take it up to 11, so. All right.
You know where you should put us?
No.
The ground?
The gossip.
Would love to put you on the ground.
Put us into the Middle East.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Nine.
So, I already did technically. You were in Iraq that one.
Yeah, with the skin
tones. We made the smart decision in China where we were American.
Yeah.
That's true.
We can always go back.
People go
can
to
we
Japan
go full
next.
Rosie O'Donnell?
There you go. So you guys are...
Nobody goes full O'Donnell.
What about Korea?
Full Rosie O'Donnell, that's right.
So you guys are on a boat?
We got a stealth boat from the foundation. Okay. A hydrofoil.
A stealth boat. What equipment are you guys bringing?
We have scuba gear.
We got all of it.
Scuba.
Yeah, we got all of it.
We have those things where you submerge yourselves and it's like a big torpedo and you ride it because it's got handles.
Yeah.
We got those.
Spear guns.
Yeah.
Spear guns.
Yeah.
Okay.
Waterproof rifles.
Okay.
I got a jetpack.
But the water kind.
Yeah.
You look super cool.
Flippers.
You gotta be attached.
No, you don't have to be attached anymore.
Oh, okay. They just have to have the hose of the water.
No, it's not even that. They don't use the water. That's hydro pumps.
You're out in the ocean, though.
Well,
so
I know, but like,
you have
like,
the ocean
it's like,
jetpack.
What's his name? Tony Stark Tech. You know.
Yeah, you got the water jetpack because you're on vacation.
Combat
this is my first day in SCP, so I'm not having all the equipment, but
why?
I get a fishbowl I put overhead, can breathe fine in water. Right?
Yeah, okay.
As Greeks, we invent everything, right? I invent scuba right now. I do it.
Okay.
There's an extra
I have
scuba
a gun.
Pack.
You'd have five bullets.
Five.
Five bullets.
What happened to the sixth one in the revolver?
Kill anything that move. Why do you need more?
Where'd the sixth one go?
Okay.
That's right.
So
I have linen shirt.
Sexy.
It's white.
Yeah.
Pit stains. Unbuttoned halfway. Gold chain. Very fashion. Yes.
Okay.
I'm ready.
So you can see. Very far in the distance, anyways. You could see the island way ahead. How close do you want to try and get to... Not cold, nearly close enough to this island.
The flashbang, I have match, and I have jar. Okay?
Match to great in the ocean. Waterproof match. Yeah, what are you guys doing?
We are pulling up the satellite footage of this island from the SCP satellites.
So, it looks as though...
Is that currently unavailable?
No.
For some reason?
It looks
always,
as though.
For some always reason?
There is a heavily fortified perimeter around this beach. Goes out into the ocean, in fact. Mm. Also has towers. The beach itself... So this island's not that big, but the beach like sort of cuts back in a U-shape, and then it's a bit of a rocky terrain behind that, and there's some palm trees and grass and things like that as well. But there's a big sort of rocky thing jutting out of the ocean just in front of the island as well.
It's called rock.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if
big
it had
rock.
A specific thing, like
it's
a
called,
specific title.
It's called rock.
Okay.
It come out of ocean. It's
big
made
rock.
Of rock. It's rock.
Big rock
gross.
Coming out of the ocean, sticking
rock.
Out. in front of the island.
Yorgos help you. He's fine.
Large rock. Yeah.
Big
grande.
Rock.
Grande rock. Rocco.
Rock grande.
Rock grande. Rock grande! Yeah, what are you guys doing? That's what you see. So on your footage that you see, it looks as though there are a lot of armed personnel on this
beach. I'm lubing my bazookas.
It looks as though the Church of the Broken God is on the opposite side of wherever you guys are.
I will also have some gum, thank you.
Yeah, here, take a whole chaw.
Chaw
bazooka.
Well, we should probably stop pretty far away.
Okay.
And utilize our scuba gear with our underwater spinny thingies.
Okay.
To get underneath the fortifications.
Sure.
And then go to the Church of the Broken God and complete the mission parameters, which I am pulling up right now to review.
So wait, so you're going to go then around the island to where they are?
I mean, we could drive the boat around from far away and then get underwater and go.
Well, they're just on the opposite side of the island.
Yeah, but we could go around it, yeah?
Yeah, you could just go
around. Yes, we're
not
just getting on the beach and being like, hello, here we are, shoot us. We make infiltration from the other side.
You're going all the way back around. Okay, got it. So now you're over
under
on the... Well, the Church of the Broken God's on like a beachhead on the opposite side of the
island. That's where we want to go.
Yeah, you don't have to go under if you're just going the whole fucking way around.
So we land on the beach foot and we walk to the beachhead.
Okay, great. So you're there now with the Church of the Broken God. They are heavily armed.
So I was reviewing the mission parameters before we got to the beachhead.
Yeah.
If you recall, so I would just need to...
The mission parameter is take the beach back from...
The church.
Like, for the church, yeah.
So someone has stolen this church from the Broken God.
The Church of the Broken God said that this is a holy site.
Yes.
And they want it back.
Well, do we know who has stolen it?
You don't... It doesn't... It's not listed anywhere. It looks like it's a shell company.
Mm.
But when you try and dig deeper, it just comes back as, like, redacted.
Mm. So, yeah, we should stealth in instead of just, like, driving onto the beach.
Okay.
I think.
Yorgos can be very quiet.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, the Church of the Broken God's on the opposite side of the island.
A church
on the beach
is on the other side.
Like the people, not an actual physical church.
Okay, that was confusing.
The
Church of the Broken God
is our people we'll want to meet.
So they are waiting for us to...
He's not the enemies. We meet them.
No, they are literally the ones that assigned you this task.
Oh, we go in, we just land there.
That's what
we just go
thought
there.
We were doing, guys.
No, I thought...
yeah,
I think,
but then he menacingly
English
said...
English not first language.
Yeah. My bad. He menacingly said they are very heavily armed.
Yeah.
And I was
like, yeah,
they're trying to fucking take the beach back.
Yeah, well, I thought that maybe they would kill us.
No.
No, okay. They hired us. All right. I'm going to go talk to...
That is why I was reviewing mission parameters.
Yeah.
The high priest. Who's the high priest here?
His name
Hello, priest.
Robert Brumero.
All right, Robert Brumero.
Bobby Brumero.
Father Brumero.
Brumero, actually.
Father Brumero. Because a family Brumero?
A micro Brumero.
Yeah, technically, my family name would be Brumero because, you know.
You would make stews.
My dad's
from
name
bones?
Was Brumero, so, you know, I got it from him.
Mr. Brumero.
That's usually how it works.
I understand this, man. Like, why are you getting all fighty about it?
You're being weird about it.
I'm not being weird.
You're being real weird about it.
Okay, well, I'm not part of some fucking cult.
You are worshipping techno zombies. You call my friend weird. You want me to shoot him? You want me to shoot him?
I don't worship techno zombies.
No, don't shoot him yet.
We're
got heavy
full
arms.
Control of our faculties. I will have you know.
I still have my faculties as well, man. Like
So we are locked and loaded. What is the plan? Shut up! Shut up!
The plan is to take the beach back.
Yeah,
did you not know that in your research?
I've researched the mission, thank you, but
the mission is get the beach back.
Are we
for
just
us.
Going to charge, or do you want us to like go in and disable them from the bottom of the ocean and you take them out as they are confused?
From the bottom of the ocean?
Yeah, we have a way.
Yeah, we are aqua filter team.
Aquafina,
maybe? The words are hard.
I mean, I would probably suggest a quiet approach. To surprise and then wipe out as many as possible, as fast as possible.
Who's in charge of this beach, man?
Oh, it's the SCP.
Oh.
It's a different site. They took it from us, so we got to get it back.
I'm sorry, but what is our tour guide's name?
I'm Yorgos.
Yorgos?
Yorgos Papadopoulos.
Do you think you could get a boatload of strippers to go by the front of this beachhead? The other side where the...
boat of strippers?
Yeah, where they can be my partying cousin, and saying, oh my God, my top has come off. And,
my cousin,
and then they will
he
be
runs
distracted.
Strip club.
Yeah.
Out here on the
he
ocean,
run
it's
it.
Just the implication.
He can get the girls here 30 minutes.
Not here, but the other side to distract
the Here in
the
30
gods.
Minutes. There, 45, extra 200.
The SCP Foundation is good for it. Send okay. in the girls.
I call cousin, send in girls. He bring okay. boat. They are topless. The giblies are just
okay.
everywhere.
Great.
To so distract.
The boat drives close-ish to
oh,
the island.
I'm going to sink that boat.
And so they... You see a drone go up in the air and just fly towards the boat, and then you just hear a very distant thump.
Abort.
And it's just hit with this cloud of, like, purple stuff, and everyone falls asleep. And then you see another boat come up, like, after a while, and
okay,
just pull it away.
Now's a chance.
They're taking the sleeping girls?
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Away. From the site.
To a different island?
I don't know where they're taking them. You don't know where they're taking them.
We've taken a couple of them out.
My phone ring. It's my cousin. I tell you where to send them. I don't know what happened to them. I did not see them thrown out with purple sleeping girls.
They'll be fine.
I
see purple gas cloud and then the tugboat pull them away.
They're fine.
Where girls?
They just sleep. It's
They'll
fine.
Be back.
Goodbye. I'm on secret mission now.
You're
Goodbye.
Extra money for
Turn
the
off
time.
Your phone.
I hang up.
Okay.
All right.
It's just constantly ringing. Lighting
it
up.
I put on silent. No vibrate.
It's just flashing. It's just calling you constantly. Like all, just text message.
All right, Padre.
Turn it off.
Father, let's go.
Okay. Well, we'll take one side. You take the other.
He takes the other. Sneaking. We're coming from the water.
Yeah, and then we'll open fire on your queue.
Yeah, you'll know.
Okay.
So there's these ramparts going into the water.
Yes.
And then behind the ramparts on the side that we're on is an actual base.
The side that you're on, there's nothing. It's just an empty rocky.
Yeah, but
beach.
we can go around, and then these walls that were on the other seaside of this island that we came around.
Yeah.
They're guarding a building?
No.
It's just
It's just a beach.
It's just the ramparts.
Just a beach.
Beach with a ramparts.
How big is this island?
Oh, I would say that this island is probably maybe a mile-ish wide.
1.6 kilometers.
Yeah. Mile-ish, mile and a half wide.
Okay. Mild wide.
Yeah.
Mildly wide.
How long?
Like my mother.
It's a circle. So
I prefer spicy wide.
About another mile and a half.
Okay, so we will stealth up in the shallows of the water.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Wait, you want to be stealthy in the noisiest part of the water?
I see that
Splish,
is why you are
splash,
here.
Take baths, be quiet. Shh.
All right, everybody get your spear guns because they are quiet.
Do I have my stealth surfboards?
Yeah, you got your stealth surfboards, bud.
Thank God, I don't go anywhere
Those
without
big-ass
kitchen waves, man.
Yeah.
They're windboards.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we do that.
Do what?
We're going to stealth around the opposite side of the island that the Church of the Broken God is going
They're
from.
They're traversing up and over.
Okay, so we're going to flag to the
so
right.
So we go way. Under
the island.
We just say opposite.
So they said you take one side, we'll take the other, and then they went straight.
Well, they went more towards the right side of the island, but
so
they went up
they,
and over the wall.
Go,
They're not going through the fucking water.
We're going more towards
we'll
the,
go
left.
To the left.
Okay. And you want to go up and over or around through the water?
Up and over.
21.
Okay, yeah, you're climbing. No big deal.
This is athletics.
Yeah.
10.
Shocked that no one tried to argue with me.
I'm not roasted. Let me roast that right now.
10 is average. You're okay.
No, it's 15.
You're fine.
So I roll a 19 plus.
You're fine.
You made it.
You climb it.
24.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're doing well.
Fucking.
Max Schnell.
Come on,
Jan or whatever his name is. He's bringing up the rear.
I had too much vine yesterday.
Jan, got it.
Keep roll.
You guys are all on the top of the island. Like I said, it's sort of like a plateau up here, but it's like grassy. There's some palm trees and things like that, but it sort of stretches out and it's very heavy sort of foliage because it's overrun. And you can go around the opposite side of where the Church of the Broken Gods
is. Can we see the giant rock that is jutting out?
Yeah.
In the center?
It's not in the center of the island. It's off the center of the coast. Yeah, it's off the island.
Yes.
But yeah, you can see it easily. It's a big-ass rock.
Does it have things on it or people?
It looks as though there is, like, a lookout tower on top of it. Hmm. But again, off the coast.
Yeah, okay.
Like the beach you're going towards.
We peel to the right and are scanning for guards that we can take out silently with our spear guns and knives.
Okay. When you continue on, eventually the plateau ends, and then it sort of slopes down.
You have to crouch down.
Towards the beach.
Yeah.
The beach is heavily fortified. There's a big fence around it. You notice that there's also like these storm clouds directly overhead, and every so often you'll see little bolts of lightning shoot down and hit the beach.
That seems dangerous.
And you notice that no personnel are on the beach.
Oh, it's good we didn't
like directly
the
on the beach. They are like off to the sides of the beach, but there are little encampments and whatnot, and there are patrols, and there is a little boat sort of patrolling around, you know, that side too. But they seem to be going in a very specific pattern, like a semicircle. So it looks like they're not going beyond a certain point. So.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's what you see. So there's no people up here with you. They're all down. And I would say the slope down is about 50 feet or so. And then you're probably another 100 or so feet away from a person.
Just one man?
No, I mean, there's groups of them.
Okay. Well,
there's no just one person pathing around, basically.
This group, how many are in them?
So if you count, roll my perception, see if you can see the total number of
10.
You see at least.
Just the one that's close to us.
Oh, close to you? You spot 4.
Okay.
Yeah. Are there more than that? You don't know. What'd you spot 4?
Should I go talk to him?
9.
Why? We've got SCP credentials, man.
We are not cleared for this site. Unless you want to do like a, I am the security inspector and you failed because I am behind you. You idiots.
We could say that like Site 69 is like,
we're on like a
DO5 council, like,
cast us to
out of us, and we're like doing secret inspections of sites because the able guy kind of like burnt out that one site, you know?
It could be.
We're like a secret shopper.
Yeah. Or they could shoot us on site.
Well, they could, but like we have the actual credentials saying we are part of the SCP, man.
My credential not come in
is
yet.
Is not, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
We could just shoot some.
I can forge real quick.
What?
We have colored pieces.
You said you are having myself and forge explosives.
See? A laminator. I can make him.
Oh,
look.
Do you? Well, you didn't list it on your gear, so you don't have
you
it.
You didn't let me finish.
No, I did.
You gave
I give you ample time to say all the stupid shit.
I tell
shit.
You, I have my perifero. My whole card I bring with me. It have everything.
Uh-huh.
If I don't have it, I can find it.
Uh-huh.
It's in my surf
pack. I even gave you your stupid surfboards out of the kindness of my heart, which do not have a laminator attached to them.
They do.
No, they don't.
They have laminates on them, though.
Yes. I take the laminate off my surfboard and wrap it. Hi, low? Hi.
Low.
I know. What I meant to say was low.
Oh, no, you don't have it.
Hello.
Okay, let me roll again.
Hello.
Wunderbar.
No.
He did not roll to die.
Yeah, I know, it didn't. Because, no, you don't fucking
is
have
it. Is he lying?
Okay, we are stuffing that.
We have established this rule because of this very issue of you just making shit up on the spot.
Hey, assholes, let's go. We stealth down and we kill them, okay?
I have my...
I got a printing press.
I take out my, blowgun that's full of
we have spear guns.
This is special. It's
you didn't say you had a blowgun.
You didn't let me finish.
No, I did.
The poison of a blue ring octopus, man.
Did you convert that out of a didgeridoo?
I did, yep, because that's the only place that you can get blue circle.
Yeah,
it's down
octopus.
In Australia.
Yeah,
man.
It's off the coast.
Yeah.
By the reef.
Yep.
Okay, well, we should make up that animal.
Voice
no,
head.
I didn't.
Luckily, this is Greece. There are reeds. If you have reeds, you have a blowgun. You just snap.
Uh-huh.
Done.
But we have the spear guns. So it's okay.
But you also, have guns.
That gun stuff down is like spear gun for little baby boy.
Hold on. I
need
to
know
have
if you could shoot it far enough.
My character also has type 1 diabetes.
That's fine.
So
you
so
carry
got,
needles.
I've got needles
no.
in my insulin.
No, you forgot them.
No, I didn't.
You didn't listen,
I'll
so you
die.
Forgot
I'll
it. Well, you better, hope, you better hope you
oh,
don't have
I
a...
I didn't nice listen, I have underwear, so I guess I don't have underwear. The,
you don't.
Is it Incubus?
What?
You're
we are just wearing scuba gear.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Scooboo.
Scooboo.
Scoob. Scoob. Scoob-doo.
Scoob-doo.
It's our new fashion line, Scooboo.
Scooboo.
Shop now at scooboo.com.
No, I'm stealthing down with a 19.
Oh, yeah, that.
Okay. It's broad daylight, by the way. It's not nighttime.
I stealth as well.
Okay.
Yep.
19 and what?
Single?
Single?
19 and single.
What's single?
13.
Okay. Blah, 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 blah. And you're staying up top?
Papadopoulos?
Wasn't that the last name of Jesse and the Rippers from Full House, Papadopoulos?
Papadopoulos? Yes. He's
Jesse
Greek.
Papadopoulos.
John okay. Stamos?
John
famously?
Stamos, yeah.
Yeah. Famous Greek? John Stamos?
Papadopoulos, what are you doing? You staying up top or are you sneaking down too?
Oh, I follow very close.
And then
keep
roll
talking.
Me stealth. And you keep talking while you do it?
I talk quiet. I
will do the bit.
Minus one on yourself.
Very quiet, very not make much noise. I roll very good stealth, a 4.
So you don't, your definition of quiet is different
well,
from stealthy
it's a
people.
Greek, it's,
we
a
are
Greek
musical
it's a Greek
people.
Quiet. A Greek quiet is more like a scream. So you are yelling very loudly, and you also fall down the hill, and you make a lot of noise, which immediately attracts the attention of the people that are there on the beach, who immediately raise their weapons and go to hit the radio on their shoulder. You have one reaction.
All 4 of them?
At least one of them.
Do you want to do the bit or do you want to shoot?
I think we should shoot.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, unless we're going to use him as like, oh, he's a tourist.
Yeah. You even let a casual Greek man.
This is our police. You must bribe them. You bring your Greek rural police Uzo to bribe them with.
I pull out my SCP badge. Hello, I am Inspector Jan Schwartz from Site 69. You have just failed an inspection.
Says on the radio.
Set by the O5 Council.
There are other members of SCP here. They say they're from Site 69.
That's only his action, man.
Okay, what's your action?
Well, let's see what Papadopoulos does.
He's trying to bribe them.
Papadopoulos is trying to bribe
them. That's what he said. They are police. They are not police, Papa.
So you try and pay them. I have many naked girl on boat.
No, this is a polis. It means city in Greek.
Polis. P-O-L-I-S. Got it. So you're going to bribe the city?
Yes, we bribe the city with rock and roll.
Okay, yeah. Got it. So you're just
which
making noise.
Which was invented in Greece.
Okay.
You know this?
No, didn't know
it's
this.
It's true.
You make a noise. Got
Chuck
it.
Chuck Berry, famous you're Greek man.
Your turn is spent making
Marvin.
Noise. Got it. And then lastly, the person who was waiting for him to make noise, what are you doing?
How many? There's 4.
Right in your immediate vicinity. There
can
are
I
4.
Line up my shot to knock out all 4 of them?
No.
Come on.
They're not in a line.
No. How? Yeah, they're not all aligned, like standing. And even if there was, you're...
Before that...
Are you using the harpoon gun?
Yeah, I'm using the harpoon gun.
The
fucking spear
gun.
Trying to get 2 through the neck.
Okay, yeah, you could kill maybe 1 or 2 if they were lined up perfectly and you had the right angle, but you don't. They're spread out.
How many? They all have radios?
And guns.
Yeah, but like only one of them's trying to radio. They all have guns drawn. M16s.
Yeah, I need to speak to your site coordinator here.
Yeah, that's what you said. I'm asking hippie.
I have Crohn's disease and need to use your toilet, man. Right. I'm not a hippie. My name is Socrates.
Roll deception.
Socrates.
16 on the die.
Okay. Because not only do you have diabetes, apparently.
Well, you could have two things, man.
I know. But you're just, wow, they botched. All right, they really believe that you have to shit. You really have to shit. But yeah, they still radio in that there are personnel from Site 69. Ooh. A loud person, someone who needs to shit, and an individual who says that they are an inspector. As you ask for the site director, that's where we're going to take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Philip D., the imaginary nomad himself, coming to you once again to talk about patreon.com/botchpodcast. Must be the middle of the show. That's right. It's the Patreon ad that everyone fast forwards. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Head on over to patreon.com/botchpodcast. Look at the different tiers. See where it works for you for support. And we look forward to seeing you in the Discord. Now, let's get back to the episode.
Yeah, I have my phone up all the way. There's no audio on the stream.
Okay, so end stream, restart it.
I'll tell them in chat.
I mean, I literally just hit the button.
Great news, there is audio on the YouTube.
Okay, good. Okay. So we can edit that at least.
Yeah, not a replay buffer. We gonna reload stream. Okay, hold on. End stream, go live.
Literally might be fixed by reloading the Twitch.
Well, it was on my phone, right? My phone.
Oh,
was
it freeze again?
No,
I end stream. Good.
I end stream.
You didn't let me troubleshoot. Good.
Start stream. Well, I mean, I don't know.
I was just going to reload the browser, make sure it was probably that, but it's fine.
No, but what I'm saying is I have it up on my phone.
We had no audio any other players.
All right, there's Twitch audio now.
Is there?
Yep.
Good. It's fixed. See, I solved it. You're welcome. I'm a problem solver.
I hate you.
So for the viewers in chat, previously poor Greg, we argued a lot and got to the site, and we're now trying to convince.
My name's Socrates.
Listeners, let me tell you, you didn't miss anything because nothing happened. It was all just
gobbledygook. We walked across an island.
You walked across an island, said a bunch of gobbledygook, and now you're having conversations because I botched.
Is baklava, is that Turkish or is that Greek?
I don't know. I'm just a tourist.
No.
My name is Jan Schwarz.
I know, Maka makes a lot of baklava.
Is she Turkish? Or
she
no,
should
she's
call
either.
It, she should start a company and call it Maklava.
She's from
Bosnia. That's
she's
right.
She's from Bosnia.
Yeah.
She should just make a company making.
I thought it was Greek.
Maklava.com.
Makalavelian.
Okay, so I have asked for the director. I'm bringing as many of them to me as I can.
I have to go use your bathroom, man.
Sure. Well, so they're like, you can shit right there on the, you know.
Right into the
water. Wild. No, no water. You guys are nowhere near water right now.
Fiona,
you guys are on the back.
We're on an island that is less than a mile across. We are
close
to the water.
You're not, but I'm saying you're not standing next to the water right now.
Can he shit in the water?
No, he can shit right there on that ridge.
I can't do that.
Why?
Y'all watching.
Because.
He gets nervous.
Turn around, then we're not watching anymore.
Who knows?
We definitely can't see you if you can't see us. That's how it works.
I'm a very shy pooper.
It's not my problem.
I know, but, like, you have a solution for my problem.
I do, but we don't, I mean, right now we're checking you guys out, because you said...
I'm checking you out, too,
I don't care. We are checking out your credentials, because you said you're here to inspect us, which seems fishy, especially with the reputation that Site 69 has, anyways.
I quickly
what's that supposed to mean?
They send the literal garbage.
And the little garbage has infiltrated you.
Yeah.
I text Tucker as fast as possible to get him to change our
status
as inspection team.
Okay.
Go, Tucker, go.
Tucker goes.
Not fucking us, Tucker.
These guys are idiots. Don't trust them.
Tucker.
No, that would be if your researchers were there. Then he would say they're a bunch of representatives from Chili's.
Tucker's a good dude.
Yeah. Most people other than the main researchers like Tucker. Anyways.
Nobody likes Tucker.
So he contacts the O5 Council and tries to put that through. And according, and then within a minute, when the radio comes back, it says, according to, we just refreshed, and it says that they are indeed an inspection team. Why they came over the other side of the island, I don't know, but here we are.
You had a weak point.
We missed our jump point.
Your jump point?
Yeah. Cause
jump from what?
Airplanes, man.
There's no planes. There's no plane
went
over.
Not around here. Like, we glided in, so we missed
our stealth plane.
Yeah. We wanted to get, like, an aerial shot of what you guys were doing. By the way, as your inspector now, should I still shit here, or should I come inside to use your facilities?
There's a tent right over there. You shit in the bathroom tent.
Mein Scheisen tent.
Yeah, there's a bucket in there.
Oh, ew.
And I have brought...
It tastes terrible.
Well, why are you eating it?
Why are you essing mein Scheisse? It's a terrible chili tent. Anyway.
I have deputized the local chef, Mr. Papadopoulos. He is here to catch the octopus and feed it to you live. Are you guys into that?
What?
It's a delicacy.
The octopus... You dive in the ocean, you grab it.
Why?
You grab it. You have to hit it firm with your man hands.
But why?
You rip off all of why the tentacles.
What does any of this have to do with an inspection?
He's important. Whole. You slurp them down whole. Then they come out other end. Perfect.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand
what
any of this has to do with
the score. You will get the delicacies, and I will also tell you.
I don't want
Alexander
this.
The Great, when he it's conquered this beach, he was Greek, by the way. Do not listen to the Macedonians. He was Greek.
Okay.
He conquered this beach. He did the same thing to an octopus.
I don't care.
You don't want to be great? You just want this mediocre score?
What is your name?
My name?
Yes.
James.
You are okay with being James the okay?
Well, no one calls me that but you, so...
Well, yeah. As I'm telling everyone, everyone will call you this now.
James, the okay? Can you assemble everybody here, please?
Is the other three start busting his balls about being James the okay?
Everyone is confused right now.
Bring everybody here.
No one understands anything about anything that's happening right now.
Bring everybody to me.
All confused. Okay, so...
All of the site members. Bring them here.
Well, we can't bring all the site members because people have to stay out on the Overlook Tower.
Okay, skeleton crew on the tower. Sure. Bring everyone here.
They bring as many people as they can. Looks to be a few dozen people.
I'm going
to
fire a flare into
like
the air.
36. Okay.
That's the signal.
You fire a flare into the air, which immediately causes them all to be like, what the fuck?
That is the color of your failure.
And all of a sudden, a lot of, it sounds like energy weapons start to go off as just from the plateau, they just rain down. And when they hit people, they explode into like, they like they were made of meat balloons. Just, and there's just, and they start freaking out.
Holy shit, we're under attack.
You shot a flare.
They don't know what that means.
What do you mean you don't know? You shot the flare. You pointed up, and then coincidentally the shooting started as soon as you did that.
Yeah, that was the failure player. I don't know why they're shooting.
Roll deception.
Let him roll my charisma score real quick. Fucking okay. That's all right. I am proficient in the deceptions because I have not picked a second skill. 15.
Traitors!
I shoot him in the throat with my spear gun.
Okay, roll to attack.
I am a trader, yes. Businessman, I own my
trader,
own.
Trader, yes.
I own my own peritero.
Papadopoulos, run! Yeah!
Roll to attack.
I got a 12.
Okay. 12's definitely not going to hit MTF. It shoots by. They Back. Open fire.
On me?
Well, yeah, you just shot at them.
Run, everyone.
Open fire on all of you.
I'm not with...
You are...
God damn it.
You are definitely...
I have to poop. Yeah, they have diabetes.
They
man.
Open fire on the tent, the shit tent.
He's still in the shit tent.
Yeah, they just shoot at the shit tent. He's saying, yeah. In fact, the only one that they hit is the one in the shit tent.
No, because I go down, like when I hear firing, like I jump into the hole.
The shit
the
hole?
The bucket?
Yeah, it's not a bucket.
It's like a ditch? It's like a shit ditch? Thomas shit ditch.
I'm going to hunt.
You're hiding from the predator in a shit ditch?
Yep. He can't find me. I would still be hot, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's awful.
So it'd just be a big orange mass to the predator. You are going to get shot.
Not me. I'm in the shit ditch.
You're going to get shot in the shit ditch. I'm telling you.
In the ditch. You
I rolled very high. You're getting hit in the shit ditch.
Shoot someone else, man.
And then the shit gets in the wound.
You get shot in the chest.
No, that's where I breathe from.
And because you're in a shit ditch, you're getting poop in your chest hole now.
Shit lungs.
Oh, no.
He's got
not
going to
be good. You got shit lungs. It's leaking in there. It's gross.
It's going in.
It's going in.
Out?
Yeah. It's mixing
sense,
together.
Right?
It's you don't know
it's
where you begin
in,
and the shit
out
ditch
your
ends.
Esophagus.
Yeah, you don't know.
I'm going to come out like
very confusing
the monster
times.
From the Blue Lagoon.
The Blue Lagoon.
I'm a shit demon.
Monster from the Blue Lagoon, Brooke Shields.
Okay. All right, so each of you get another round as the Church of the Broken God continue to shell these people.
Is there a rock I can hide behind?
I'm going to hit the
Not
tower
really.
With my bazooka.
Your bubble gum.
The tower?
Yeah, with the bazooka.
The one that's on the big rock?
No.
Which tower?
I thought you said
just any old
tower.
Like
the
lookout tower.
Yeah, there are other little lookout towers around. Sure, you can shoot at one of them. Wait, what bazooka?
I don't have
a bazooka.
I said it on the boat.
No,
that I was
you did.
Looping up bazookas.
No, I don't remember you saying bazooka.
He did say that. He did say
he
that.
He said bazooka.
I did.
And I made a joke that he meant bubble gum.
Okay.
But
he's got a fucking bazooka.
A little bun.
And surfboards. And all this other stuff.
I said it in
Somehow.
The beginning.
Swimming.
I said it in the beginning.
My okay. stuff was fairly okay. reasonable. Okay.
17 on the die for my bazooka.
Yeah, you fire your bazooka. It hits a tower and explodes
Single shot.
Into a big fireball.
All right.
You see one of the SCP members that was in the tower sort of fly out of the tower on fire, missing their legs and one of their arms.
Yeah,
he's screaming and flailing.
Ah, that
they
is
hit
funny.
The sand.
And he's struck by lightning?
No.
Oh.
Is there somebody near me?
But you do see that the clump of SCP Foundation members have sort of like spread out, and some of them are sort of backing up towards the lightning sand without realizing it.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I'm going to fire full auto with my Vata gun. Not a Vata gun, my Vata proof assault rifle.
Oh, got it.
Spray and pray because there's so many.
I've got that water gun. You stick it in, and then it...
Prioritizing the one clump of people that are shooting at me.
Okay, roll to attack.
Do you just want one roll for my full spray? Or...
Two.
Okay. I am getting a 16.
Oh, good.
Won't say 12.
Oh, the 12's not going to do you any good.
Crap.
The 16, yeah, you do hit a few people. It definitely wounds them. I won't say that it kills them, but you definitely wound them. Looks like you hit various people's shoulders, stomach, chest, but doesn't kill anybody.
Won't I want to, like, try to dive for the closest cover?
Okay.
If there's any.
A shit tent or something.
It's the only
something.
Safe place.
It's not in the shit. You just dive behind it. And then lastly, fucking Papadopoulos.
Get to safety.
I am pre-rolling this roll.
Okay.
And I'm rolling a fuck, which I believe you call one.
Yes.
He's a butch.
Okay. What were you attacking with?
He's got his five shot.
Oh, yeah, it'll kill anything gun?
I've made 38 special, all you need.
Tristan, come over here and look at these dice.
Oh!
No! They'll roll 69.
Really well. Yeah. I bet it was 100.
What did I get? Double zero is 100. Oh, let's see here.
Maybe he'll take his pinkies off. Popping off the top of this.
With 100.
His phone
overheats. Because it's so special. I'm going to roll him again.
I'm telling you, this gun can kill anything.
It's gonna. Let's go with a... I want each of you three to roll a d20. Don't add anything to it. Just roll a d20.
Natural 20.
Great. Good job.
18.
Good job, buddy. Wow.
15.
Great. All right, Papadopoulos, you were really big into Tom Selleck, okay? You loved Tom Selleck and whatever the old show he used to be on.
Voice in head, before you kill me,
yes.
I will have you say my name right. Is Papadopoulos?
Papadopoulos.
Papadopoulos?
Yeah, you used to work for the Clinton campaign, I'm pretty sure. Papadopoulos. Got it. You, also it doesn't matter because you're not going to be here forever.
Did this bitch really name me after George Papadopoulos?
I mean, it kind of feels like it.
Yeah.
So, you go to dive forward because you've seen that in TV shows or
dive
something.
Dive with fire.
With, you know, Selleck, Tom Selleck.
Looks cool.
And you dive forward, but you really have never done this before, and the gun is kind of cumbersome for you because you're a tour guide. You don't really get to use it as much as you would like or practice. So you hit the ground, and it sort of like curls backward as you're firing, and it literally just shoots you directly up through the mouth.
Oh my god.
And back through the top of your skull, and your brains explode outwards. Your
Holy
jaw
shit.
Is also torn off from the force of this it'll kill anything gun. So you are very, very dead as as you have shot yourself on the beach.
Let's put him back together.
Wow.
You notice.
Does that distract the SCP then?
No.
I'm playing Elden Ring.
There's a lot of things going on. Because the Church of the Broken God continues to shell these people on the beach. You notice also that any of the SCP Foundation members that sort of backed up and have hit the sand where the lightning bolts are hitting, you notice that they stop firing and they get kind of confused for a moment, and then they look towards the other SCP members and they say, "For McCain!" And they just start firing on their own guys from behind.
They say, "For John McCain."
For McCain. McHane. McCain.
Socrates, won't I cower heroically in the shit ditch?
Sure. So it's all out. It's just bullets going every which way. Are you coming out of your poopy tent firing a gun? Is that what you're doing?
Coming out of my poopy tent, and I've been doing just fine.
I mean, I said it, so yeah.
Okay, you wander out in the middle of the firefight.
Not
covered
in the middle
in shit.
Of the firefight, because that would put me on the lightning sand, wouldn't it?
No, that's on the back end.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you just
yeah,
pop
I
out.
Yeah, I come out all like right. a shit demon.
Can I, like...
You take a shot? Yeah, you do that.
Is the noise I make?
Because of the shit lung.
Because
definitely not gonna get poop
holes.
In your mouth.
I've got holes in my chest.
Yeah.
And I start firing.
Roll to attack.
Critical 20.
Yeah, you're definitely gonna hit something like.
Blop blop blop.
D12.
Blop blop.
Yeah, so you you hit one of these other SCP Foundation personnel in the shoulder, and it blows their arm completely off. They flip-flop around, they just hit the ground, they twitch for a little bit, and then they're dead. You completely decimated
that
their arms.
That's terrible.
Which one do I think is in charge?
I would say the one that... There is somebody who looks to be a little bit, not nicer dressed, but somebody with more accolades on their uniform,
well,
I would say.
Don't you salute him. You tried to get them killed.
What if all SCP different sites have the same uniform? So, like, I would be familiar.
No, but, like, whoever's in charge would have, like, some sort of act, like, you know, something on them to indicate that they're
12?
Yeah, no, you don't.
The word you are looking for is insignia.
There we go, an insignia. There we go. There's a word.
Pig insignia.
Piggies. Flying piggy.
Pig insignia.
And then...
Impignia.
Yawn?
Yeah, I am...
You said you fired?
I said I'm taking cover.
Taking cover. Got it. Okay.
This fight is over, and I'm not going to get shot.
Sure.
I'm going to lay down and just pretend like I'm a pile of shit.
Church of the Broken God continues to go. Oh, yeah, 100%. So, guy you shot at, 100% just sees you lay down on the sand and just goes up to you. Very close.
I'm going to roll out of the way.
You're going to roll out of the
only
way.
Only works for Raul.
He rolled very high, so give me a and a deck save disadvantage because you're covered in shit.
In the sand.
No, because now you're catching sand on you too.
First roll was a critical 20.
That's unfortunate. You can't have three in a row. It's impossible.
Critical
Fuck
20!
Off! Wow, three 20s in a row.
Damn it.
So he fires into the ground.
Must be asking to be still in the 20s.
And you roll I got two and ones. Miss.
For a throwaway character misses. Like fucking Socrates.
And for his second attack, roll to dodge again.
I'm going to bite his ankle.
It's not your turn to attack.
God, I shouldn't have celebrated.
Yeah, you dumbass.
That hurt.
Definitely.
Would you like me to roll for you?
No, I think I've got rolling under my belt.
I was going to say, you can't do five in a row, right?
It's impossible.
Nobody can drink five beers in a row.
Can't go.
I can.
Not with five in them, you can't.
You going to roll that die?
Dex again with disadvantage.
Oh.
Does he have two attacks?
Yeah, because he gets two attacks.
I thought that's what the two...
No, one. You just have
no,
disadvantage.
No, you have disadvantage because you're covered in shit
right.
And yeah, laying on the ground.
18 on the die.
Man, you were just rolling nothing but high.
Oh.
There it goes.
What was that?
To come to
an eight.
Okay. So you roll. He fires the first one. It goes, like, right next to your head. Just misses, but you just dodge out of the way. You're like, ha-ha! And as you're like, ha-ha, he just fires it directly into your mouth. And just blows the back of your throat, like, your
well,
neck
I'm
out.
I'm going to go play Elden Ring, then.
Okay. You're
He's
dead.
Playing the Elden Ring in the sky now.
So, I see new password.
Not long
These
after.
These are just boobs.
Like, we play Elden co-op.
I would say almost immediately after he shoots you, he gets exploded by a Church of the Broken God member. And before too long, there are no more other SCP members on the beach. It's been
except for
other than you,
Jan Schwartz.
Well, other than Jan Schwartz, he's the only one left. The Church of the Broken God comes down, and they're celebrating, and they're super happy, and they're giving you high fives. They're like, "Wee!" And they're like, "Great! Now the hammer and the anvil has been secured."
I will say. Whoopee.
Yeah.
And leave.
Do you realize how special this location is? This is where
super.
Mechane,
yeah.
Literally, this is his forge. This is Ooh. Where he builds stuff.
I will take notes and send them to Tucker.
Okay.
Did Tucker know we were going to the forge?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tucker's in the loop. We are doing this on orders.
Technically, the O5 Council also knows about this because they okayed you to go do it.
I give them a mission accomplished. Send. Okay.
So now the Church of the Broken God has retaken that beach, and the O5 Council has sort of erased that from whatever site was actually overlooking Ooh. That beach. Forget about it.
On my way back to the boat.
It's been moved to a different ship.
Are we the bad guys?
SCP Foundation.
Nine.
It's fine. And then you do notice before you leave.
Yeah.
He says that Robert Brumero comes up.
Oh, hello.
He puts his hand on your shoulder and he says, "My son." He's like, "You don't understand how important this is. We've almost put our Lord and Father back together.
It's a big robot.
So we just need one thing from you.
Okay.
Then we can move forward with stopping the end of the world.
Can I stop you real quick?
Sure.
Before you assimilate me?
I'm not assimilating you.
Okay, good. I really want to do the octopus thing.
You could, whatever you do after this is up to your
own. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, okay. I'm not stopping you. I'm just letting you know that we have one more thing that we need from you.
Yeah. My soul?
No. What? Okay. No, it's not directly from you. We need you to go get it and bring it back to us.
Oh, phew.
Jesus Christ. And he gives you a set of coordinates and just gives you a nice pat on the shoulder. He's like, "Man, you are a lost soul. But, you know, Mechane will save everyone eventually." So
coordinates and some sort of compass that takes me to his ammo.
It's a golden compass.
Just coordinates. Like, you're not walking there from here. You're obviously going to go back to your site
and
get a new team.
Because
you're not going to solo this mission.
I'm the lone survivor.
Yeah.
It's what I do.
So as you go off about your way to go get an octopus, you know what? What are you doing? You're eating a live octopus to shit it out?
Yeah, you grab it by the arms and you eat the tentacles as they wriggle.
Roll me a sleight of hand to grab an octopus.
15.
You know what?
But I'm underwater.
Okay.
I sneak up on it.
Okay. You grab the octopus.
Uh-huh.
And you eat it. It goes down. You feel it. Like, wriggling around, because you don't chew it, right? You just swallow it whole?
That is what he said.
Okay.
He's the best thing.
I feel like that's a bad time. But, you
like
feel
it.
You know
it's
what?
Slimy.
You know what?
The stickers, they get stuck
that's
in the
point.
Throat.
That's a good point about the stickers.
Come on.
Hi,
come on, lone survivor.
Blue
hi.
So, You ate it while also underwater for some reason. Because you were just so excited. You caught this octopus.
Yeah, I did.
And it gets about halfway in your throat, and then, like Jackie Chan, like in a small space, just expands.
No, you rip off the tentacles.
You ripped off the tentacles?
Yeah.
I thought you said you swallowed it whole.
The tentacle hole.
You swallowed the tentacle hole.
Ah, yeah. That's what Papadopoulos says. Okay. Checks the audio.
He says a lot of things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was paying attention to my tour guide.
So never Thank mind. You don't have to worry about it choking you to death underwater.
Voice say, you did a good job for Greece.
And I bring the rest of the octopus back in a bucket.
Okay. You do.
And to his brother.
A bucket.
The one with all the naked ladies?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as you return the bucket of octopus parts to the brother of a guy who...
I deliver the bad
news. The dead SCP agent owes a lot of money to.
Yeah.
Because he hired a bunch of naked, now unconscious and forgetful people. That is where we're going to call it. So thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out next time. Oh, I almost forgot. The SCP, since it's already in the database, this one is SCP-2217, otherwise known as the Hammer and the Anvil.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, Reddit, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers, your weapon of choice, Big Jim, the Knuck Lord, Chronic, Skinnered, B-Mail, Shanna Panda, Disgruntled Furniture, Chris Wisdom, Zukari, Scabby Goose, Shinigami, God King, Red Panda Bash.
May he eat many octopuses.
Brace. He loved the pusses.
So much pusses.
And old Toaster Bath.
Welcome back.
You want to support the show?
Welcome back, Toaster Bath.
You can go to freedomvalleyhorsepaste.com, dickblood.me, lizardteats, mookmulk. Buy these viagra.com, louisianapocketgopher.com, damnyoudennis.com, birdswithpenises.com, chicken.church, partymormons.com, raoulsmovingcastle.com, chugyourmilk.com, daddydennis.com, meep. Creeps.com, ChongoGrandeCerveza.com, ChongoGrande.com, or simply Patreon.com/BotchPodcast, like our newest patron,
Mike.
Praise Mike.
Fucking love Mike.
Mike's a dude.
Mike. Or head on over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. Chunky will read it on the show.
Possibly in a silly voice.
Thank you to Gozer. Thank you to Emily. We salute you, Big Jim 05. You are this week's
Redacted.
And as always,
when you're trying out your new 30th special, you've never fired before, you know you're good at it, you know you kill anything that move, and you say, oh, what is this? Oh, obstruction in barrel? Let me look. Make sure everything work good. And everything go dark, don't worry. Your brother take care of it. He take over your perpetero. Yeah, everything fine.
See you next
week, botched. We'll send it to you.
There it is. We'll see you next week, nerds.
You can support each of us in our own little different ways. My first comic book has come out, and if you'd like to purchase it, you can head on over to www.hiveheadstudios.com, where you can even download a free sample of the book to see if it's something, you know, up your alley. You can also support me over at patreon.com/hiveheadstudios. You can support Steve's stuff over at YouTube or TikTok or any of his other social media at He Who Is Steve. You can support Phil on Patreon or Twitch at Imaginary Nomad, and you can check out Chonky every so often on Twitch at Chonky_Kong.
I'm not fighting this fucking dragon.
Just press pause, bro.
There's no pause.